Nikki, it's my pleasure to have you on. And how about that for a premature birthday present? The lockout has been lifted, and you guys on your way to surprise.
Let's go, Vern. I've been waiting for this. Thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it, but, man, it feels good to be back. It feels good to finally be en route to Arizona. I've spent the offseason in Arizona, but it just so happens this week, because it is my birthday weekend, I made a pit stop up to Chicago to see my family for my birthday, and then we get this news. So I was telling someone I should have came back to Chicago a long time ago. Maybe we would have ended it a long time ago. But No, it's good to get the news and be able to see my teammates here in the next couple of days and get back in front of the best fans in baseball. So
what's the daily routine looked like? You guys, if it wasn't for the owners locking you out, you would have been here for the past month at the Royals facility. How have you been staying ready?
Yeah, so it's just, workouts, everyone's different. You know, they had different, you had to find where to work out. I was fortunate enough to have a good spot out in Scottsdale that I was able to work out. And then we had a massive group of big leaguers that were, hitting and taking infield every other day or almost every single day at Grand Canyon University. And we were staying ready. There was about like 30 big leaguers there that were, hitting, and we were just broken up into groups, and it was fun. But it was one of those things that we all knew that we should be playing, we should be competing on the field and competing against each other. But we got our work in, we were ready, and we were just waiting to hear when we had to report.
You guys often say it's difficult to duplicate game speed. What was most difficult for you over the past month to duplicate what you need to be ready for opening day?
Yeah, so the biggest thing that was the hardest thing is that we didn't know when the end date was. We heard, we had a good idea, we had a good feeling that this might be it, and then things would fall through. And the biggest thing was kind of pacing yourself, but also getting the proper work in so that, you could be ready. But you also, you don't want to get ready too early, and then, you drive your body, into a wall, so to speak, and you have another month until the lockout was over. So it was just kind of trying to pace yourself, trying to know, what you needed and how to not overwork yourself, but just to be ready when the time does come. And I think we did a good job at that.
Especially someone like yourself, shortstop, second base, I mean, could even get some time in at third, who knows. How did you approach the possibilities of bouncing around that infield?
Yeah, I mean, taking ground balls, whether it's short, second, third, all you got to do is you got to make the play and throw it over to first. You got to put yourself in the right position. And you gotta just keep working on your craft, and that's what I did this off season. Just taking ground balls and bounced around the infield while I was doing it, and whatever Skip wants me to do, and whatever the Royals want me to do, I'm gonna do because, you know me, and my teammates know me. I'm a team first kind of guy. So whatever that may be, whether it's at short, whether it's at second, wherever else they need me, I'll go over there and play the best of my ability and play my heart out.
Yeah, we've all witnessed that over the past few years. Nikki Lopez, kind enough to join us here on 610 Sports Radio. So us fans and us in the media, it has been a roller coaster of emotion over the past week and a half, where we think a deal's about to be reached, only to have the like you players, have the rug pulled out from under you. And when we think this whole thing's falling apart, up and down, up. How much of the roller coaster have you been riding, knowing that you're getting a little bit better information than we are on the outside?
We still rode that same roller coaster as everyone, and we wanted to play as bad as everyone wanted us to play. And I know I said it earlier in an interview that I don't want the fans to think that we're doing this out of spite, or we're doing this, not thinking about them and not thinking about the cities that we play in. It was just, we had to do what we had to do for the the longevity and the future of baseball, and the guys that are coming up. And you know, I think baseball is in a better place now than it was, you know, last CBA. And but we couldn't be more excited to be in front of the fans again and be back and playing. But it was definitely a roller coaster ride. It was one of those things you had to kind of stay level headed, and you gotta, you know, think, okay, maybe you don't want to fall in the rabbit hole of, oh, it's going to get done today, because then obviously what we saw is it mm-hmm. took like another couple weeks, and you didn't want your hopes too high or too low. So it ended up working out. But like I said, we wanted the fans to stay with us. And now we're going to be able to get on the field and perform in front of them and you know, play our heart out and each and every day.
So are you the type that's going to be begging Matheny for as many ABs as possible, or routines from the past spring trainings in your career, are you comfortable relying on what you've done in the past?
So that's the thing is, last year, I was able to formulate a really good routine that was comfortable for me, something that seemed to be successful, and something that was I could carry forward in the years to come. So I'm going to just trust my routine. I already reached out to Mabes, Terry, Keone, and obviously on the defensive side, just get my work in there. But on the offensive side, just kind of stick to my routine. See as much live pitching as I can, but you know, for the most important thing that I want and I hope each team kind of takes in consideration is I just want, you know, the pitchers to stay healthy. This would be very tough if we rush things and, you know, the pitchers start going down, and because ultimately they need to get built up. It's one thing, you know, throwing bullpens each and every day and that kind of stuff, but when you're thrown into game situations too early, obviously adrenaline kicking, you know, things can happen. So I just hope that everyone stays healthy. I hope that, you know, position players stay healthy and we can get the opening day healthy, and as a team, and then we can, you know, put the best product out there on the field and, you know, play in front of the fans.
Especially with how many young arms you guys have returning this year, and that will likely dictate how successful this season is.
Absolutely. We have a lot of young arms. I think last year we were the youngest pitching staff in all of baseball, which is great, which is awesome, getting the experience as well. And I think I've always said this from my debut, that the future is bright here in Kansas City, and I'm sticking to it. The future is so bright in Kansas City, and it's only going to get better. It's going to keep getting better, and, you know, I'm excited, man. When I heard the news, I was actually roaming the halls of my old high school, checking in on, you know, my old baseball coach, a couple teachers, and I heard the news and I was ecstatic. So what a better way to find out when we were starting than back where, you know, it started. So it's pretty cool.
That's surreal. Did you find yourself needing to, because in my position, I'm pro-union, pro-players, pro-labor, so I had no issue defending what you and the other 1,200 big leaguers were standing up for. How often did you find yourself with friends and family needing to explain them, hey, this isn't billionaires and millionaires, kind of laying out to them exactly what you guys are standing up for?
Yeah, a lot, actually. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to the people who, you know, stuck with us, and I give a lot of credit for the people who texted me and, you know, were kind of actually curious and really were interested in kind of wanting to understand what was going on. And, you know, it was those kind of, you know, those people on social media that you try to stay away from that, you know, don't really understand what's going on. And that's where it was kind of difficult to see, and obviously you don't want to talk back to them and stuff like that. But it was one of those things that you want to educate as many people as possible that it wasn't, you know, millionaires versus billionaires. It wasn't that at all. It was more of, hey, we have a CBA that happens every couple years, and we want to better the game of baseball for years to come and for the young guys, and we want baseball to be in a better place than where it began. And I think we did some things. We made a lot of great strides. But yeah, the billionaires versus billionaire stuff was was kind of tough to hear, but I can see where people are, you know, are coming when it comes to that stuff. But it's also, you know, you just got to educate people.
Right. A few more minutes here. Royals infielder Nicky Lopez joining us on 610 Sports Radio. An extra playoff spot. We got six American League teams will be playing October baseball. I know something you're champing at the bit to take part in. You obviously embrace the idea. How excited are you that that the Royals could be one of those six teams when it's all said and done?
Oh, super, super excited. I think I said this. My first interview of the off season. I'm kind of tired of watching other people compete in October. I want to be one of those teams that compete in October, and I think that we have the guys to do so, we have the leadership to do so, and we have the young pitching staff to do so. We're formulating a core that I think that will be with us for years to come, and we can build around. And I think this core will be able to get us over the hump. And I talked to a lot of people, and we're not far off. And now that there's extra spots, I mean we're gonna compete day in and day out. And I don't see why we can't be one of those teams. And that's why it starts. It's gonna start Monday when we're back together as a team. It's gonna start when we get on the field and play our first spring training game, and then go from there. And but I think everyone in that clubhouse, we're young, we're hungry. And we want to be in October. We want to play in October. So I'm super excited.
Are there any teammates that you've been in contact with that we need to be aware that they're in the best shape of their life, or they're bracing for a breakout season? Are you hip to anyone who's set to break out in 2022?
I don't want to I don't want to let the cat out of the hat too early. I'm going to let the actions speak for themselves, but
I've
worked out with a lot of guys this offseason, some Dallas guys, some guys out here in AZ, and I know a lot of guys are more hungry than we were a year ago. And mm-hmm. I think that says a lot about, the type of team we are. I just said this a little bit ago. We're young and we're hungry, and we're ready to prove that, we're not just another team out there that's going to participate. We're out there to compete, and we're out there to see October baseball. We're out there to compete in October baseball, and we're going to put a good product out there, and I couldn't be more excited. And I think the fans should be excited as well.
No more ghost runner, extra on second base and extra innings, and no more seven-inning doubleheaders. I know you guys are going to have to make up a few games over the course of the season. Nine-inning – look, no one's complaining. I'm not complaining. but I do feel for you guys, those August nine-inning doubleheaders in Kansas City. I can only imagine.
We're going to have to drink the fluids and get the legs out from under us. But no, it's good. If that's what we have to do to get baseball back out there and start playing and be able to play in front of the fans, then hey, let's do it.
Nicky, I got two more questions for you. First of all, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe first year arbitration eligible, Super 2. The next guy coming on, Brady Singer's coming on a little bit later, another guy that this organization did not manipulate service time. When the opportunity was earned, they gave you the chance at the big league level. For as much as the union was fighting to make sure the younger players get paid earlier in their careers, it just has to buoy the spirits, showing up to work to an organization like this one.
Oh, absolutely. And I words can't even describe what I think about this organization. It's an organization that I can see myself playing my whole career in. But for them not to manipulate my service time, like I know a lot of other organizations might do to some of their players, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to my family. Such a good family oriented organization. They truly do care about the player. But it's more of, you're a person before you're a player. And that's something that I think a lot of times it's taken for granted in this business. But for them to be able to do that, it means the world to me. And that's why it's easy for me to put on that jersey and go out there and bust my butt and play 110%. every single day. And that's what I strive to do. And it's easy to wear Royals across my chest, knowing that they're going to have my back. So I can't say enough about the organization.
Well, dude, you earned it. Go get every single penny, because to play shortstop every single day, to hit 300, yeah, it's about time you get your money, and I'm glad you'll be getting it via arbitration, although maybe have to go through those hearings during the season. That could be goofy, but final thing I want you to just speak to the Royals fans listening. You know how fired up they are right now. They're just a few weeks away from hopefully getting back out here to surprise and watching you guys, and then April 7th at Kauffman Stadium. Nicky Lopez, what's your message to Royals fans listening?
We're back. We're back. We appreciate you sticking with us. We're finally back, and we can't wait to see you guys at the K, and I hope we pack out that place, because I think we're up to something special here in KC. So can't wait to see you at Kauffman Stadium, and go Royals.
It's been too long since we've had a normal, ordinary, packed house opening day. I can't wait for you to see what the K's got in store for you, Nicky. I can't thank you enough for the time tonight, and I'll see you in a few days.
Awesome. Thank you, Byron.